connected. All right, so the first thing is...
Start a chat, jump into a video call with me, or collaborate in a doc.
You guys have to go back to the key, because Thunder went up a level.
Get more done.
Really?
Right, you only saw 100 XP, so yeah, or 40. So she went up a level.
She's unstoppable. If we're more powerful than we are.
That's true. Gentleman,
Rick works with other tools. Gmail works great.
So she gets another luck point, so now she has 3. Gmail she gets offline. D... Is
experience
it
D6 of points? Gmail on any... Enjoy the ease D6? And simplicity of Gmail, wherever you are.
Sounds like D6. Gmail is now part of Google Workspace.
Gorgeous.
Collaborate. Google Workspace is a set of productivity and collaboration tools that helps individuals, teams, and businesses stay on top of everything.
一个男人
Hey,
do you want to play with us?
一个女人
What?
I think so.
Need more help.
It's almost the same.
Virtually.
No.
Oh, you look like you're almost dead.
What?
Beth Storr.
How does
I feel better today.
Gmail. Let me turn off. How do I do this?
While you make the ads at no cost Gmail.
Oh my God.
Your emails filters? Are private. No.
Should be on your.
Yeah, on your
little
window.
Yeah, I'm trying to... Oh, here.
D4 hit points. D4 hit points.
D4 for rogues?
For rogues, oh my God.
I don't know how to use this. Yeah. While Gmail's
emails
are secure enough for most users... There you go.
You guys are gaming?
We are gaming.
Yeah, we just started.
Pen and paper.
D4 plus 1. Constitution 14.
Shoot. Jonathan saw that Kevin had his laptop out, so he got his laptop. And then we brought his laptop down.
Gotcha. I can do this.
No, I don't. We're not playing DDO, we're playing D&D. You just roll from bed.
Yeah. Exactly. Well,
it's a different roll. Die 4. Oh, wait.
Let me make this area presentable.
I'm just gonna hold it like that.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think this through, right?
It's not so workable.
This is ad hoc setup. I have a kickstand at least with my phone. There you go. Let me see.
Steve Cho.
See some people.
Oh.
Wait, you're sleeping in Riley's room?
Space. Steve. H. O. U. Uh oh. You.
Yeah.
Interest.
Anyways, roll D4.
D4.
I need a look for it.
No, for...
for me. Me.
For Sophia. Right? Sophia's character. Also.
Yeah.
I gotta reset this up. Hang on. Dang it. Presets.
One. Yeah.
20. Oh, dang it. I kind of took my pencil and didn't put that in.
Oh, yeah.
What's this D4 for?
Well, it's Sophia. Sophia went up a level.
Oh, Sophia's rolling a D4, not me.
Not you.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
What? How do I go back like that? Three dice six. One, two, three. Okay. Select all. Three, six.
I'm closing them.
Okay.
Because I'm getting
I guess he's looking at us from a little lower.
Yeah. You can experience life as a midget.
Yeah.
Or sorry, halfling? Halfling. I'm an halfling. But I'm just trying to get farther back so I can see everyone.
Yeah.
Looking at their computers.
That's right. We could just, you know, go into a Zoom session and have all our cameras on.
Are you muted? Did you mute yourself?
This is the longest setting up die roll for
well, I got a new phone, so I got like this is all the settings. Like,
oh, I see. This. Doesn't transfer the settings over?
No, this is like a basic dice roll. It's not a fancy one. I don't have a login for this or anything.
Here, you use what, this one? Here, I'll give you.
Yeah, I'm almost done.
Jeez.
Okay, okay. I got die 4. Let me just roll die 4 first.
Yeah,
okay.
Roll.
Okay. Oh. 4.
Nice.
4? Yeah. Alright.
I got you. Dice color.
Oh, I'm missing a die. Oh, well.
Dice color. Oh, let me set up the rest of the creatures first. Let's see. Die 6, die 8, die 10.
Are you still. Do you have audio? You don't have audio. We can't hear you. Oh.
Do we really need to?
I muted it to blow my nose.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to unmute
it. Wow, so Tina has 10 hit points.
We're missing the full experience.
She has 10 hit points?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Unstoppable.
That hates.
What has 10 hit points?
Sophia, she now has 10 hit points.
Okay. All right.
She put her in front.
Sure. That means she
level. Yeah, she's level 2. She's
all right. So the other thing is,
Teddy wants to stay with me.
Okay, so Thunder can
I'm
choose
not sure about that.
One of her thief skills to improve.
Oh, wait, this is my pencil.
Okay.
He had it the whole time.
They're just in there.
One thief skill to improve.
Yeah. Because they're all pretty low.
Okay. Let's see. Graphics.
Oh.
Dice style. Marble.
R-I-N-A. R-I-N.
Is he still taking her Rosetta Stone or just something else?
No.
The trace of password. Oh.
Ah. He's texting.
Big. I want big dice. Okay, there you go.
You like big dice? You can't lie.
You're all that dice. You can't touch my dice.
I want the dice, please.
You want dice?
Yeah. I want 6 dice.
6? Have 7?
No, I want 6.
6? Okay, I'll take one out. Here you go. It's just 6 dice.
Okay.
There you go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Can I choose dice
cards? Red. Red.
Dice.
Yeah, I guess I'm missing a red. Oh, here it is.
I need a red.
No, that's not it. That's a different style.
Glossiness.
I need the owner, please.
The owner?
That's the owner.
What?
You mean the bag?
Yeah.
You want the bag? Oh, here you go.
I need to put something with it.
Yeah, you have some.
No, I need... No, put some in.
Yeah, right those. Here. You want other ones? Here, let me.
No, I don't want another one, but I want to put some the dice in.
Okay, here. Bag? You can put these dice in the bag.
Lava. I want lava.
1, 2, 3, 6.
Lava and
7, 8.
Lava
nine,
dice.
10.
Where is this?
Lower that Lonely Island bit.
Dice
in the bag? What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I don't think it was called Dice in the Bag.
What was that?
Because that was a slightly different name.
Very close though, right?
over there.
Where is fence?
Over there. Who's that?
Gravity strength earth. Thanks for the word. Sense gravity, yes. Gravity strength earth. Okay. I guess I can change it to something else. Oh, earth, Mars, Moon, Jupiter.
Here, you can put these dice in the back too.
Eleven, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
I'm waiting for Dave.
20.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll pick a
Thunder gets one skill to improve.
Thunder.
One beast.
Thunder.
28.
The barbarian.
29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39.
Combat. We're waiting for you to roll. You're the next one to go.
No, and I think that's you romanticizing the situation.
Let's see.
48, 49, 50, 51, 52. Somewhere in there. Let's see. There's 52 dice. Can I put them in?
You want to put some more dice in?
Yeah.
Here, you can put these dice in.
53,
open lungs, find traps, remove traps, climb walls, move silently, hide in shadows, pick pockets, you know. So what can she do that no one else can do? So apparently dwarf can like find traps or something also in a cave.
Well, some traps.
Yeah, I'm missing some.
Open locks, definitely no one else can do.
Open locks.
How about remove traps?
Dwarf can also kind of remove traps.
Okay, so open locks.
So, pickpockets, probably.
That's never gets used.
Those are the two, I think.
Open locks. Okay, let's do open locks. Okay, so... Okay. So, that goes up to... Two? Under two, I guess. 20 now?
Yeah, I should write down the new numbers on there.
Well, I mean, it's here, right? So everything is one right now, right?
Oh, I changed it. It's the usual.
You changed it? Okay. So I don't know that. I know nothing. Okay, so you got it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's basically 12 on 3d6. So.
Okay.
12 or less.
Now, for setting up my dice roll right here.
Yes, I should set this up on a laptop.
Okay, so you go back, you go back to the keep. Okay, so the last thing is... Wait, what was the last thing? Alright, so you got the Bugbear Renegade to overthrow the current king.
Bugbear Renegade, yes.
And become the new king. Friendly to you guys. And he's got his Berserker bodyguard.
Berserker bodyguard, okay.
Yeah. So anyways.
So that's the champion. Right?
That was the okay. Third level fighter.
Third level, wow.
Yeah.
Godly.
Alright, so you go back to the key so that Thunder can train a little bit.
Okay.
Meanwhile.
O-U-T.
We can do this.
How do you spell Amazon?
Amazon?
Yeah.
M-A-Z-O-N?
A-M.
And A-M-A-Z-O-N.
A-M-A-Z-O-N.
Don't forget the .com part.
Z-O.
Well, maybe he's talking about the
I'm trying to spell Amazon Music.
Yeah?
Oh, Amazon Music.
I'm going to spell Amazon Music.
Okay. You know how to spell? You don't know how to spell music, right?
I don't know.
You don't know how to spell music?
M-U-C-I-C.
Very close.
M-U-C-I-S-I-C.
Yes.
M-U-S-I-C.
Yes. It's all right there. You can hear my ass. Just...
M-U-S-I-C.
Denial, it's not just a river in the Amazon.
Yes. Space. Amazon, it's not just a river in the Amazon.
B-R... How do you spell browse?
Browse? You know how to spell browse.
B-R-O-W-S-E.
Yes.
Browser.
Browser.
Oh, what's this code?
Jonathan. Okay.
I'm trying to switch my laptop.
Okay.
What's the code for this meeting?
B-R-
I'm gonna use this phone.
Oh.
For sure. I'm gonna share Kevin's screen with
you.
No.
Double U.
Alright, she's a little older.
S-B-Space. B-Y. Space. M-U.
Real soon.
M-U-S-I-C.
Okay, just my screen time.
M. U.
Oh, maybe because I called you directly.
M U.
So me.
M U.
Let's see.
I. E. Space.
I guess it's just easier if I just call you back.
Screen, sir. Everyone seems to be a code.
R E S.
Call, air screen,
so
blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah?
That's right, blah blah
blah. Yeah, I don't know, maybe there isn't.
A-N-D. Space. P. O.
This is different.
D. K. K. P. O. D. K.
Maybe it's inside.
D. DK.
Are you getting me? Alright.
DK.
Alright, I will end this and enter there.
Whoa, that is really weird.
What is really weird?
The way the faces are all like.
Smeared?
No, it looks like we're cutouts.
It's kind of flat, you mean? It's blending into the background?
It's kind of weird.
Is it too crisp? It's
I'm
like
just using the built-in camera, man.
He's like watching.
He's
like watching the Hobbit. Too high def.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, it's better.
Too loud.
Little quieter. There you go.
That's better.
Is this better for you?
Sounds great. Looks great.
Is someone's birthday? I see a balloon behind you.
He sees a... Oh, he went to some Boy Scout thing. Shoot, slingshots or something. I might come later. Yeah.
I did it!
You did it?
I spelled that already.
Oh. Amazon? You spelled Amazon.com?
Spelled Amazon Music Browse by Music Genres and Podcasts Categories.
Cool.
Very nice. Good job.
Imagine to this.
Okay. So.
Message. Insert.
Format text. Draw.
Seely.
Option.
Who is the provisioner?
Send.
Who US ordered her to get the. The anti-aging.
Oh, the old lady?
Yeah, the old lady.
Who we failed to get her fountain.
The fountain, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fountain.
Was that fountain was dry though?
Just like her.
Search Amazon Music. Browse by music genres and podcast categories.
You should have expanded the table.
So
right,
you
she's been hearing strange noises from her, like, the basement, like, of her, and she's not sure if she's going to ask. There might be giant rats or something.
There might be giants. Music.
So, she would like you guys to investigate it.
Yeah. Giant rats?
Oh,
that sounds scary.
Boston makes me feel good.
Well, her basement can't be that big. That's why I really...
This sounds like an optional question to me.
Yeah,
we need the XP, I guess. Let's do it.
I'll never level.
Come on. You come on.
What happened?
I can't get my shoe.
You dropped your shoe. Oh, it's okay. You got it?
Alright, so you four.
Yeah. Yeah. Us four.
Us four.
Instead of three, the other one counting you.
You three, right?
Yes.
Not five, Sophia isn't there?
No, she's sleeping.
She's training. She's training for going up a level.
Is there anybody in there? Not even
I spilled out of it.
Alright, so you go down into the cellar. Do you because actually
take the job?
It works.
Okay.
They're very gullible or helpful.
Yeah.
We need the XP.
Testing.
So you go down a ladder.
Yeah.
It's a dry dirt cellar. Bags are piled against the walls. Cobwebs fill the corners.
What a weird lady. I guess she's lived a long time.
Sack of dried apples is spilled across the floor. Squeakiness, scratching noise comes from the
side. I want more the ice pudding.
Southeast corner.
Uncle Chris, I want more the ice pudding.
More dice?
More dice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Squeaking and scratching noises from the southeast corner.
These two?
So it's like a square.
54. I want all the dice to put in.
No, you can't have all the dice.
Why?
Because I need some dice to roll. That's why I brought the dice. So I could play with them all by myself.
Look. Everything's inside. Oh, everything.
Alright, so I guess we should approach gingerly.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess you're in front, then these two squishies, and then me in back. Or since it's a basement, I should go in front because I have
nothing
kind of
provision.
Yeah, I've heard it.
And there's nothing coming from behind us, right? It's a doorway.
Okay.
Hopefully, the old lady won't attack us from behind.
She might. Maybe she's possessed.
That's true.
How can I close it?
It's closed right now.
Alright, so when you go there, you see like a huge rat run along the wall, scuttle out of sight. Can you follow it?
Yes. It locks.
So,
it locks away.
When you investigate, you see
the real old lady's body.
It goes into like, it goes into like, there's like, a small passage that was hidden behind some stuff. But it's kind of small. You have to...
Wait, a small passage or like a rat hole?
No, it's like a... Well, if a rat were like this big, then you have such a rat hole.
No,
rat isn't quite that big.
Rat, you're talking like dog-sized rat.
Yes.
What kind of dog?
But more like a teddy-sized rat.
Chihuahua!
than a Lexi-sized rat.
Chihuahua! Chihuahua.
Chihuahua is a type of dog.
Can I go to Chihuahua?
Is this also the place, strangely?
Yeah,
yes, you can.
Right.
You could.
Who's that?
Who's that?
What does it look like?
Who's that?
I don't.
You don't know?
Oh, Uncle Sam.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you want to follow the rat, you'd have to crawl along.
Yeah.
you have to crawl.
So, in which case, I would need an exact order.
Now it's even where it matters.
Because
you can't pass each other in the passage.
I have the eyesight.
So, let's go first, because you can see.
Come up to the coast, off the side.
Who's second?
Or do you want to swing second? Do you want to take the rear? We have to go single file.
I'll go second.
Yeah, yeah.
Only
way to second guy fighting is if the first guy
is
dead.
Yeah. No, so I can heal from my... Oh, wait, I can't heal. Never mind.
Maybe you're level 2.
Encouraging words.
That's true. I heal with my encouraging words.
How about we just send one guy with a rope tied around?
Oh,
pull back!
It's just a rope. And the frayed end of the rope.
So we want to lose a corpse.
Maybe. Yeah, we pull it back, just half a body.
ERC.
That suck for whoever's in front. I mean, you gotta be able to take the point down.
Yeah, I could take at least one hit.
Right.
That's all of us. We all take one hit.
Well, I have more.
Oh, you take one hit and survive.
End up in a bad situation, and as long as you don't go over and around enough corners, you can drag
your
ass.
Yep.
It's fine.
Alright, so elf, cleric, what, halfling, and then fighter?
Yeah.
So they take the rear.
First three people die.
Space.
So who has a light source?
Oh, I do.
We're crawling, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if we have a torch...
Have a torch.
We have to stick it out in front.
Well, the elf doesn't need the torch.
That's true.
Yeah, but, like, if he's going first... I guess we can have some space between one and two.
Yeah.
Sticking your butt.
Go faster.
I'm just wondering who has like the light source for the rest of you. I'm not sure anybody else can see in the dark other than the elf. Halflings, I don't think can see in the dark.
Okay.
Can he actually see with a torch right behind
him? Well, technically, no, but I allow it.
You just go without a light source.
What? Crawling in the dark?
No, that's more psychologically.
Have you seen The Descent?
No, actually.
I haven't, but, you know, it's on my list. I have a long list.
Yeah, that's a nice movie. It's a nice indie movie.
Suicide Squad. This Suicide Squad. The second one.
Oh, that one's better. That was better.
Yeah, what was it? It was like, one was
B,
Suicide Squad.
No, Team A and
Team B. Yeah. Suicide Squad and B, Suicide Squad are two movies.
Yeah, Suicide Squad is the first one.
Well, Will Smith
is Suicide Squad, the second one.
You got Will Smith or Idris Elba?
The third in the series is Squad.
Suicide.
Yeah, but they took a word off the front. So, right?
Squad.
They take another word off. So. Or it could be Id Squad. Maybe they're taking off.
O-U-T.
Maybe the second movie they take the first word off. The third movie they'll take the last word off.
Alright, we'll just work our way through the permutation.
No, the second movie they added a word. They didn't take a word off. Right?
No, I think the first one was Suicide Squad and the second one was Suicide Squad.
I don't know.
I thought it was the other way around. Let me see.
Oh.
Well, you just watched it. You don't trust them immediately.
Yeah, I think the second one is the Suicide Squad.
Well,
DCUs are the only movies I can watch. All the Marvel movies sound like Disney Plus.
Do you have a two and a sword?
Okay,
you're right.
The first movie is Suicide Squad. Second one is the Suicide Squad.
You're right.
The third one will be the.
Are you talking to me or Sweet?
Talking to Sweet, but let's see.
I just have a long sword. He probably has a long sword too. Do you have a two-handed sword, Sweet?
You have my sheet.
You don't remember?
Look at my computer!
Look at my computer!
Put a shield.
Look at my computer!
Sword.
Oh, he has a +1 sword?
Yeah.
IMDb.
Okay, Jonathan, stop. Go. You have your own computer.
Yeah, it's a work computer.
Oh, then sign it.
All right, I'm gonna give Dave the light. Because he's in the back. The farthest from the front. All right. So you're crawling around.
I go for a thing.
Okay.
I guess I should own like a second weapon.
Just in case, like a dagger. I assume everybody has a dagger.
Like a number one.
Message.
Message.
Like a
silver dagger?
Insect.
Like a normal dagger. Yeah. You want a silver dagger, you gotta find it.
What? It's in the story, isn't it?
Alright, so right or left when you come to
right. Always right.
Always right. So dead end, and you come back, and then eventually you come to a room.
You get a dead end?
Check this out, Amazon. It's actually a little tunnel system. Genres and podcast categories.
Search. Check. You all have to back up. From out 79-0960187-AT54Outlook.com.
Draft saved at 4:31 p.m. Search Amazon Music.
Browse by music genres. And all right, so you come to a chamber.
I got hurt in here.
Choked with rubble.
Careful.
You hear a faint chuckling sound throughout the room. So see how big is this chamber? One square, 5 feet. So this is like about 20 by 10.
You can stand up in it, I assume?
You can stand up in it? So on the far side of the room, you see a glowing light. The vague form of a person.
Vague form of a person?
Yeah. So it's like a glowy person on the other side of the room.
Ghost.
And a chuckling sound seems to come from it.
Oh, I don't have any ethereal weapons.
So it kind of looks at you, and then it goes and walks through the wall.
Walk through a ghost? We're dead.
Well, maybe we should see if we could go through that wall.
This is above our pay grade. Let's leave.
This is more than rats.
I want to see you with Daddy,
no,
please.
No, I don't want to see you.
I want
to. It's scary.
But I want to.
Yeah, this woman,
sit down, man. Sit down.
Oversold the quest.
Yeah, undersold.
Our undersold.
So there's rubble you can search. Oh, and then...
You just put out some mouse trap and left. You didn't have to go in the hole.
Huge trap.
Giant mouse trap. We check it later, just like a small child there.
Whoops. So basically,
not as bad as I was thinking. I was putting a guillotine by the hole. But it'll be worse if it's small child. We see half of a small child.
Well, you want to make it quick, right?
See a small child's head. Oh no.
So you came into the north.
Right.
There seems to be an exit in the west.
Okay.
And the ghost went.
Oh, see, he said it. Ghost. Oh no.
Apparition.
That's even worse.
Went through the south wall.
Where is Chris?
There is a bunch of rubble, kind of where it was.
What's Christopher?
Christopher is this. Doing some slingshotting.
Is Christopher coming?
You want to dig through the rubble to figure out where this ghost is? Or see if there's another way around?
Dig through the rubble. Does the tunnel continue?
There's an exit on the west.
Exit to the west. You want to try to... I'm sure it'll... It's probably like a maze.
It is a little maze.
It'll eventually get to where we want to go. What do you guys think? Next one might have treasure and traps. Traps and treasure. We don't have a rogue, huh? We do have a rogue. Right here.
What, the thief? Training?
I need a rogue.
Right, not a rogue. Thief.
I need a thief.
Or level 2 is foot pad.
Oh, really? Foot pad.
Okay. Daddy, I need a thief.
Mommy's a thief.
I need a thief.
What the first level fire? Veteran. Veteran.
Veteran. Veteran.
You start with veterans.
Yeah. Well, first level is supposed to be already fairly well.
Yeah, it's a veteran.
Compared to a normal man.
Veteran, yeah. Commoner. Compared to commoner, it's better. How about cleric? What's level 1 cleric?
It is a veteran dash medium, which is just the fighter and the magic user.
Veteran medium, okay.
That's so special. I have two titles.
Oh, level one dwarf is a dwarf veteran.
Even worse. How the happen?
All right, so you can exit. You can search the room. Examine the wall. True.
Okay, you can do different things at the same time.
Sure. Who's searching the room? Who's exiting by themselves, no less?
Who's examining the wall?
Yeah, who's examining the wall?
I am a.
Anybody can do it.
I'm just an idea man. I'm not very good with coming up with ideas either, but you know.
Yeah,
you're definitely middle management. Examining the wall is what? Dice 20 for that 2d6 for stat. Wisdom? No?
To examine the wall is probably wisdom.
Okay.
So the cleric can examine the wall. What do you want to do?
I guess I keep watch.
Keep watch. So you're ready to attack. The halfling will also cover you with the bow. Alright, so the two people who are searching roll wisdom, which is 3d6. Dave has a wisdom. You know, I can send you the webpage. Anyways, you have a wisdom of 10. Let's see. Messages.
Should I invite you to this meeting? Your character sheet.
Well, that's my copy of your character sheet, which is the only true copy. I didn't know what to read. Well, not really. Equipment and items. I don't really keep track of that for you guys. Anyways, 3d6 wisdom.
I made it. Literally.
Made by how much?
3.
Okay. And then Dave, you were searching the rebel.
Yeah.
3d6.
I made it 7.
You rolled a 7? Okay.
This is just the third, right?
Yeah. Well, it's just wisdom.
Yeah, I did it already. I thought I told you.
Okay. So, sweet. You find a charred box inside 3 pieces of melted jewelry worth 200 GP each.
Wow.
So much experience right there.
Yeah, GP is a key.
3 pieces of melted jewelry. 200. Okay, and you're looking at the wall. You don't see like any way through it. Although suddenly your legs are grabbed because there's 3 zombies there.
Oh my!
Where's the power?
Rise up!
Oh shit!
Zombies!
No!
But I need a power cable.
No, that's not power. You have power. You don't need power. You have power.
Sorry.
If I was keeping watch, do I see the zombies rise up?
Yep. So you and the halfling can attack them.
All right.
As they rise up.
Attack. We get a... Oh, wait. There's no advantage. Anyway. They get it up.
So get see if you can hit them. And then you should roll a d20. See if you hit one.
Ooh, AC, hit AC2.
You hit him? You hit one?
Alright, I think I was 38.
Take
that! 6.
He should go down. Let me see if zombies have some sort of defense. Fine, zombie.
Two!
Zombie.
Okay.
You rolled a 2?
Yeah.
Die 20, is that 20?
No, that's a 12.
Oh, they can turn up. Or the cleric, maybe.
Have turning? At level 1?
Yeah, I have turn.
At level 1. It's 2.
That's a die 12. You want die 20.
What's a die 20?
They don't have any special defense, so one of them is you cut apart. Cut it in half, and he falls over.
What's a die 20?
And the halfling misses.
What's a die 20?
Well, halfling hasn't rolled yet. He rolled die 12.
Where's the die 20?
You can find the die 20.
It's hard to hit the die
12. Is it here? Is it here?
That's a die 6.
Where's the die 20?
That's a die... No, that's a die 10. You have to look for it. Here. Die 20. That's a die 20.
Oh, actually, they always lose initiative. Okay.
They always lose initiative. Okay.
Because they're slow.
Because they're zombies, obviously.
These are so zombies.
I ride this 20.
Not before 20.
I
need
before 20.
What'd you roll?
Later.
To 1.
Huh?
20. What did you roll?
20.
You rolled a 20?
Yeah.
You rolled a 20?
Days and weeks.
You rolled a 20?
Some months.
You sure?
Well, the first two was days and then weeks.
Yeah, I rolled a 20.
You rolled a 20.
Oh, you rolled a 20?
That's what he says.
What'd you roll?
A 20.
Oh, alright. Oh, okay. Roll a d6.
Is Killian D6. Murphy gonna come back?
What's a d6?
It's in the back.
D6.
Is this
the square
d6?
One.
The square one. Yes. Square one.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
You come back in the... he might be a little too old now. Maybe,
ooh, 6. Oh my gosh. You took down the second zombie.
There's only one left, right?
Yeah, there's only one left.
No need to waste my turn.
And you all attacked him before him. Alright. We'll let Sleep attack him since he hasn't done it yet.
D20 and D6.
D20, attack the zombie.
D20 and D6.
Yes.
I is good for this. Easy to hit.
What? There's a
4.
Dice.
You miss.
It's a place called Dave's Hot Chicken. A mile away from here.
Oh, yeah.
Dice.
Yeah, it's
hot wings.
It's pretty good.
It's like hot wings or other pieces of chicken.
They have like chicken sandwiches and stuff, I think.
Dice roller.
Elf, you're gonna attack.
That's a Skype roll. Right. Dice roll.
Say dice.
6. AC 6.
You hit it.
Haha.
Zombies are easy to hit.
Dice roller.
6.
Oh, it also goes down. Wow.
Dice got 2. Roller.
Kill all 3 zombies really quickly.
Well, dice that's because we were roller. Waiting. Or I was waiting anyway. Yeah, cover everyone's
backs. Yeah, that's true. Good thing you were waiting.
Dice roller.
Although, could since you had rolled badly on the search, then you wouldn't have gotten so much gold.
Let me try that.
So, there's a trade-off there.
Dice.
Let's see. Zombies are 20 XP.
There you go. This dice roller. Here's a dice roller.
Is that a dice?
That's only a... 4,
6, 8, 10.
You guys like chicken wings? I was thinking of ordering some.
I got nothing to your book.
It's okay.
Chicken wing fries?
Yeah.
Get some,
Alright, so then, you know, taking no damage yet. So, do you want to exit through the other exit and keep right?
Well, what? So, Luke? Sorry.
He didn't find anything in the other wall.
Okay. Sure.
I found some zombies.
No, sleep found zombies.
No, zombies grabbed me.
Oh, yeah, grabbed you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Zombies grabbed him.
Okay,
just whoever went to the wall.
No, we need to try die. We need to try dice.
You want to try more dice? We'll get to roll later.
Alright, so there are more dead ends. Eventually you come to another room. This one is about a little bigger, 25 by 15, about.
That's saucy.
Games.
Korean barbecue? Yang and yum?
What?
What's that? Soy garlic? Yang and yum?
Grams.
Soy garlic sounds good.
Games.
Sounds salty.
Alright,
we're not done. Let's try the second one. The one we know nothing about.
Okay, we'll do half and half. We'll do...
Does that have ingredients?
Half soy garlic and half yang and yum. I'm only ordering 20. Because I forget to be a snack.
Stop talking!
Oh, making a meme.
Everybody stop talking because I'm turning off the voices, okay?
Okay.
Games. Now you talk.
Now we talk, okay.
Yeah, chicken wings, right? Or like chicken
tenders. Play our addictive online multiplayer.
I think they had their chicken sandwich before. They don't? They just have tenders.
Oh, wow. You're looking at the menu, right? So I'm sure.
Look at the menu.
Oh, no, I decided to order from Bonchon.
Oh, okay, different place. That's why it's got that strange sauce that we can't pronounce.
The Korean one?
Yeah.
It's strange. It's Korean.
Foreign.
I just got thrown on this thing called Too Good To Go.
Have
you heard about this?
Yeah. Do you want season fries or
regular? Oh, regular.
Oops. Which game? A card game.
It's a food ordering system, but the idea is to avoid food waste.
Uh-huh.
At the end of each shift, restaurants are participating in kind of a mishmash of
leftovers
that they normally throw away.
Nah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I ordered the other day, I got Indian food. It was good. It was a $50 value for $5. Yeah,
it's
just a selection of
Indian
food.
Is it all like in a pot? Just
some models?
Everything in there?
They actually said in the case that this vendor encourages you to bring your own container and your own bag. So I showed up with this stuff.
Yeah.
And they just asked how many meals I wanted. And I said one that came back with a styrofoam clamshell filled. So I did not have to be free.
But is it all just one like stew or is it like separated
stuff? Well, it all depends on the outfit. Like you go to a donut shop, they'll just give you a bunch of day old donuts. Okay. A bagel shop. A lot of the coffee shops participate and they'll just give you like whatever.
I thought you meant like stuff from different places.
No.
They'll like put it in blender.
Anyway, there's an app for Too Good To Go.
I don't think Sophia will like it.
I go first.
It seems unlikely.
But you might. You might like it.
Sure. I put the Vaseline on there already.
But I go fucking thirsty. I want it bad.
Yeah, well, they will put Vaseline on there. You'll get better soon.
Grocery stores also participate. That's a little more, even more of a, hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge.
Yeah, what I heard about it was in the show I watched in the morning.
Grocery stores?
They were grocery, yeah, but like...
They only do food items,
pasta,
right?
Pasta, stuff like that.
They only do food items, right?
Yeah.
So they don't put like
the stuff, but
cleaning supplies with... Hey, we didn't sell these cleaning...
The items in the grocery stores, the items are usually beyond their, best sold by date.
Okay,
but
not expired. Yeah, yeah.
Alright, so you come into a room, another cellar. You're coming in from the west.
Mm-hmm.
There is a... Let's see. On the far side, there's an exit on the east, and there's like a wheelbarrow next to it.
It'll be better later.
On the south... To your right is a ladder going up. with a trapdoor. So as you're there at the entrance, the trapdoor opens.
Uh-oh.
And someone's climbing down. What do you guys do?
Is it a ghost?
It's not a ghost. Ghosts do not use trapdoors. They will go through trapdoors.
You don't know that. You don't know that for sure.
He's trying to trick us. I mean, right?
That's true.
I don't know. You lose the light.
Does it look human?
It looks human.
I detect evil.
So, I mean, do you guys wait there? Do you want to go back and hide yourselves? Or do you want to go forward and confront them?
Well, who's in the lead? They pretty much have to decide for us. Right?
Wait, so this is... We came down from the old woman's cellar?
Yeah. So this is a different cellar.
So this is someone else's cellar. We just went to her neighbor,
around,
basically.
Yeah. Wow. These tunnel systems are very, very extensive.
This could... I mean, we're probably in town, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This could be someone else's...
This isn't the key, right?
It probably is someone else's.
We should... I should say hi.
Hi, just passing through. No, don't mind us.
Well, I don't think they're inherently evil.
Roll your wisdom.
Breaks down. I shouldn't be the idea guy. That's by two. Yeah.
Alright, so you guys are standing there. I'm sure the elf mentions that someone's coming down. Do you do anything immediately, Dave? Because you have a light
on. It's not loud.
Okay. We're talking.
See, a little hidden. So the guy comes down. He is.
I'm trying to get it to 20.
Okay.
See,
I don't know what you're trying to say. But that's good. Okay, that's okay.
Oh. Alright, so he's wearing sort of a purple tunic.
Cultist.
With a purple hood.
Purple hood. Definitely. Yes.
So he climbs down, and I don't think he knows. He probably doesn't know the name. Maybe.
Well, it depends what kind of cult it is. Maybe it's a cult for humans and I'm an elf.
Yeah. Could be one of those human supremacy cults. But he picks up a shovel and exits the other way.
Okay.
Then go throw away your computer. Okay, no more laptop. Lower.
I'm just lowering the
ball. Oh, sometimes it'll recognize a thing. There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't always work. Like, you do wave, I think. It's a wave. Yeah.
Anyway, so do you want to go up the ladder, or do you want to follow him?
Wait, so he went back up?
He went down the other exit.
Is this a dice box?
So you came from the west.
Yes.
Yes.
You came from the west, and the east there's another exit.
Where's our dice box?
Yes.
Which triangles are dice?
Should we follow?
What are we looking for? Getting rats, right?
Yeah, we're trying to count rats.
It's not our business. You say
we found a secret passage that led to zombies, which
we
killed.
Yeah, we don't need to follow him up, right? Like what?
What are we doing?
I think we're going too far.
You were trespassing in someone else's house.
That's right. Like, if we kill giant rats, like, you know, whatever, 2 miles away, what does that matter? That's not our job, right?
Yeah, I guess we should just go back and plug up the hole and call it time.
That's, yeah. We're probably inadvertently crossed over to another quest. We won't get the XP for it. But we have to get the quest first, right?
Yeah, a little place.
Dan's pro bono.
Exactly. There's probably like 4 family questions.
I don't know. You don't want to follow him?
See what he does.
Taking me to that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's only one guy.
So you follow one guy? Oh, he's got a light because he's human.
So I can't see that far anymore?
You can't see.
Is that how it works?
No, it's just, it means that you can easily follow him because he's got a light.
Either way we go, we're going to have people that are bad. Potentially bad.
Well, yeah, so there's definitely a person in front. And then possibly people in the back. Did you want to take the lead, or...?
Yeah, I can take the lead if you want.
Oh, that was above now.
Okay. So,
it's a better fighter.
Well, you're not a boat ground, but these tunnels are bigger.
Do you have a light source?
You have the light source.
He has light source.
The cultist...
He has a light source.
Yeah, he has a light source, so he's easy to follow.
Alright,
so...
Okay, so you follow him?
Yes.
Yep.
Alright, so you take some tunnels.
He is the light source.
Hopefully we know our way back.
Yeah, hopefully. There are branches, but he knows his way. Eventually, you come to another cellar.
Is there someone screaming for help or something? I don't even know if this cultist is bad, or just a guy wearing purple robes.
Yeah. Could be a fashion thing. The new fashion trend, wearing purple hoods. Let's see. So this is about 25 by 20, and you're coming in from south.
Okay.
The air is dry, smells of meat, cured ham and sausages hanging from the beams. In the center of the cellar, two hooded men are digging up the floor.
Purple hooded?
And the third guy comes in and starts helping them dig up the floor. A large bundle lies nearby.
Large bundle, like a human-sized bundle?
Yes, human-sized.
Moving or not moving?
Not moving.
Bloody?
You can't tell. Come on, says one man. I think this is deep enough. Let's get it buried and go.
Get him buried and go?
Let's get it buried. No, says the second man. I want to make it deeper. Nobody can ever find this but us.
Top result.
Artist. Is that like an evil us?
Yes.
Some people just sound evil.
Yeah. That's true.
Kill one. Or the cats. Podcast
episode. Alright, so the three people digging.
Episodes.
You just watching them? Yeah. Perhaps you just take pictures or draw pictures. See how good it is.
Draw pictures for evidence.
Yeah. That's it right there. See that stick figure right there.
I get out my magical iPhone.
So we back up and have discussions by what we're doing.
December 25th. It's going to take a while to take a deep hole.
Everybody, when you end, you can talk, okay? 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 Uncle Chris and Uncle Kevin and Dad.
Yeah, this is none of your business.
We can do that. It's true.
Well, it could be our business, but we won't know for sure. If we run in there, we could be just trespassing, but sure, whatever. We all agree cultists are evil.
Yeah,
definitely cult.
They're wearing purple.
It's a royal color.
You know?
Maybe it's Prince.
Oh, the Prince cult?
I don't know, this universe.
Were there a raspberry beret?
True.
Well, he didn't say no.
Wait, so you want to wait for him to bury it and leave, and then we dig it up?
We could. Nothing's stopping us from backing up and waiting for the three to leave. What do you want to do without cross? Like, oh, we can start doing a similar evil.
Nine.
You're back, cultists. We know they're bad. I don't know if they deserve to die.
Oh, that's too sweet.
Yeah.
It sounds like the radio.
Mommy,
oh, this way, this way.
Mommy, I love you.
Oh, what's that behind you?
You can sit with me.
It's the warmest room in the house.
Are you a plant?
Well, can you sit with me?
I don't think plants care as much. Oh,
it has a green room.
That's true, green room.
Do you
want to
say hi to me? Hi. You want to say hi to Uncle Sweet?
And Uncle Sweet.
He's already said hi.
Why are you doing? Yeah. I'm going to be Gowie's.
Oh, what happened?
Hurting.
I already put the.
What happened?
I don't know.
It's hurting.
I know. What happened?
Stop touching it.
I guess.
I don't think it's from today. When did you hurt it?
It's
No, I think it's more than that. Did you bite yourself or something?
Yes, I did.
Alright, so we're gonna go back up into one of the tunnels we didn't take and find out when we're gonna come back.
Sure.
Alright, so, you know, after like half an hour, they seem to be done. They come trudging past you, going back to the. Probably back to where you saw the guy come down into the cellar.
Do you smell evil? Emanate evil.
What does evil smell like? If only.
Well, that's too obvious.
It smells like chocolate and resin.
Alright, anyway, so they go by. And you wait for them, just make sure they're gone. So, do you now go investigate what they buried?
Sure.
Okay, so you dig it up.
Who's got a shovel?
No, it doesn't matter. You can dig it up.
Can you leave a shovel? Well, it should be
pretty good. Yeah, they didn't pack it down.
You're so tight.
It took 30 minutes. Maybe you did pack it down.
Maybe we just have a trowel.
T-E-V-E-S-E-H-O-E. Oh.
Once if you have a round shield, no edges.
What if you have a tower shield?
D8.
It would be very tiring.
Yeah.
D8.
Yeah, but a tower shield would be good. You know, the angle at the bottom.
Steve, show title.
It would be very tiring.
Alright, well, so I guess we'll start.
Yeah, you dig it up.
It's a
body. It's a body. It's a young woman. You can all roll it to see if you remember who this is.
It's Oli. That's not the
Oli. <Oli. laughs>
Ant is 3 day 6.
3 day 6.
What's your ant, Jonathan? You want to roll 3 day 6? 3d6.
I made it by 2. I'm pretty smart, apparently.
I did not make it. Yes, that's 2 6. Roll 3 times. Roll 3 times.
3.
Do it again.
4. 7.
One more.
Oh,
13. He's probably made himself. He's a magic user, right?
No, he's a halfling.
Oh, he's a halfling. Sorry.
Dumber than me.
No. He went offline so he can roll silent.
Yeah. Turn the camera off for a second there.
Yeah.
We can't even see what you're rolling anyway.
Okay, so you made it by 2 or better.
It's A.
Bulging,
huge.
So when you went to
find out equal,
I did not make it by 2.
So you guys are like an Castellan had a party when you invited you guys and you met a bunch of people.
Oh right, I don't remember anyone from that party.
It's true.
Why would they bother if you remember anyone from that party?
You obviously did.
I have a king.
So there was a jewelry merchant, Varka. She was in the keep with her sister to open a jewelry store.
Okay.
So this is her sister. Nuger sister.
Wow. So these people are definitely evil, so we should just slaughter them now.
Well, they just buried the body, right? Maybe they'll pay to bury the body.
Well, maybe such that no one can find it ever?
Maybe they were told that no one but them can find it, and they weren't told what it was they buried.
Depends. So this is a cellar. There's a ladder that goes up. Also.
So what's the legality of burying a body in your basement? In this world?
It's not probably not even their basement.
That's true. Their basement's probably the one where they came in.
They came down, went to someone else's basement and buried it.
All the basements are interconnected.
I was like, who did this? Could be anybody.
Where do we live? Do we live? We should really check it out.
1 minute. I don't think we have a place to live.
You don't live. You rent rooms. Again. So whenever you're in town, you can rent a room. But you don't actually have a house here.
I do.
Wandering adventurers. Not tied down to any place.
2022. Play on title.
Well, we could, give the body to the authorities after we're done here. Are we done?
Could be.
Four.
So you go? Do you want to go all the way back to where you came in and then go report it to the authorities?
You have to kill a single rat.
That's right.
What are we doing here?
Hey,
when
the
reel
out, and you have to talk, okay?
You have to talk. What? Steve Cho. But what? So what are we going
to do?
Take this for authority?
Yeah, you can go back where you came in and then report to authorities. You can go up to see what cellar you're in. You could follow and see what cellar the guys came in.
Yeah.
Or you could keep exploring. Weird underground cellar tunnel system.
we can just go up straight.
Maybe Shinkansen.
Less likely to run into a cult, and we could, but we should bring the body with us.
Well, that won't seem suspicious.
And heavy.
Less suspicious than if we bring the authorities in and there's no body and there's just a hole.
There's at least someone here. How far away is the authority? We can count, right? How far away is the authority? We leave someone here.
I was just to say, we didn't kill the body if you bring it with us.
Well, the fact that we brought it to him makes it less likely.
Well, so we have to drag this body through town? Is that what you're saying then?
I say we drag the body up to the house or whatever establishment is up to.
Why don't we just leave a couple of us here and the other two go find authorities and bring back?
Call you red-handed.
That's right. You two. What you got there? I don't want to say. Let me give you authorities.
Well,
let's even get out first.
You want to go up?
Sure.
Alright. When you go up, you can
this
go
is the police station.
Oh, no.
Police station.
Conspiracy.
Let's see. It's the evening, so it's probably not too many people will be around. So you come up, you recognize this as the... What's it called? The chapel! Oh my gosh.
Chapel.
Yeah, this is the chapel.
Oh, that makes sense. Chapel would have a basement filled with dead bodies.
I was here before, right? Since I'm a cleric.
There's a fifth level cleric that's the head of the chapel. Yeah. So high, it doesn't even give you stats. Or actually, I think it gives you, like, spells that are not in place. Well, I don't know. No, I don't think they are. Anyways, there is a... Like, the chapel is a fifth level cleric and a couple, like, acolytes.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
Okay, okay.
I guess we should flag him down. Or
go find, wait.
But now we know where we are.
Yeah, yeah.
So find authorities.
Who are the authorities? Like, is there like a?
Well, there's Castellan.
Okay.
So the guy who pretty much rules the keep. He's got soldiers and stuff.
Okay, John, sit up.
Sit up. I need to be.
Because we can't see you.
But it's pretty easy to just go out and find guards. Because they're usually guards all around.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm trying to think, should I tackle the cleric first? Or just go get the. Well, the guys can come down from here, right?
Okay. Yeah, no, not come down from here.
Continue with Facebook.
Alright.
Continue with Google.
So, what do you think? Tell the cleric first?
Continue with Apple.
And then go get guards?
Enter a valid email address.
Alright, you want to do that?
Yeah.
Sure. We're in level 1.
Yeah. Alright, so nothing to. Doesn't seem like you guys do anything weird. So you let the curate, the fifth level clerk,
Oh,
and the guards.
For additional info, please refer to our privacy policy.
To our privacy.
And
oh wait, did someone stay behind to guard the body? Since now we know where we were.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Wait. Who should stay? Probably the. I was thinking the fighter and someone else. Yeah.
Since it doesn't really matter. They come back. Now doesn't really matter.
Did they come back? Right?
So,
Oh, you gave it away.
How do you know?
So, John it looks Buckley. Like...
I don't think they like
so. So the cell that came down is from in the, the guild house. Because that's
guild?
Where the...
Beast guild?
No. Just well, it's like a generic guild house for any
assassins guild,
merchants,
any merchants and stuff that are coming. So that's where the jewel was staying.
Okay.
So it seems like her sister was murdered there, and then they brought the body and buried it under the chapel, perhaps to frame the curate.
Okay.
And you describe the guys with the purple hoods.
Yes.
Privacy police.
And
raspberry.
Ooh, raspberry.
Ooh, raspberry.
Right, riding on a little red Corvette.
Riding on red Corvette.
So they. Oh my God! Something's gonna happen.
Hello.
It's gonna be weird.
Whose computer is this?
It's fine.
Oh.
Hello, little boy.
So,
don't press the big button. Okay.
So you hear him discussing. So basically, there's like a sort of chaotic cultist group that infiltrated the keep.
No, wait. Go wipe the thing.
Get a wipe.
Don't have like snot all over your hand and then touch the computer. No, don't show seat your snot either.
Wipe your hands first.
Yeah, wipe your hands and nose, and probably this part of the table.
Wipe your hands.
Can we get a box
to take? So they call themselves.
Wipe this part too.
Wait, just
wipe this.
They call themselves the Veiled Society.
Veil. So they were. Are they also wearing masks?
Well, the hood is covers the face.
Gotcha.
They're okay.
Didn't seem epic. Right. The Veiled Society.
Go.
Yeah, it seemed like this.
You can have this one.
No.
Like this. Don't the cover of this D&D module.
Yeah.
Oh, see, they're wearing masks.
You have a laptop already. Go around.
I mean, they could be Lucha Libre fighters.
Ooh, that's true.
Is this my phone? Say okay, Google, when my dude.
Okay.
You have to say okay.
So we found the Veal Society had buried this.
Okay, Google!
Well, what's the motive?
So it seems like they're trying to frame the clerics.
Sing a song?
Sing a song.
Should we go bring them to justice then?
Sing a song.
Ooh, but you don't know who they are because they're all masked.
That's true.
Unable to don't find a mask. Don't.
They're all guilty.
Go back to exterminating giant.
And then since you reported it. Quickly, that is not going to happen.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
Steve Cho on Apple.
Otherwise, there would have been some sort of thing happening in the morning.
Oh.
The clerks are accused of murder.
Nice.
Steve Cho on Apple.
So sad. But it also means you don't get to the end.
Yeah.
Easily, because... Because you kind of cut that off. Oh, well, I'll think of something.
Shortcutted the mission. Sorry, quest. Not mission. It's not mission. It's quest.
You did find the rat.
We did not.
That's true.
Music.
We got sidetracked by a side quest. of a side quest.
But there's still places we haven't explored, right?
Yeah, if you want to keep...
It's the whole city.
No, it's not the whole city. It's pretty much... just the residential parts. I think those are the three main ones. So it's underneath the provisioner, underneath the guild house, and underneath the chapel.
Okay.
What?
Too loud. Too loud, John.
Walk above ground. Live in the Midwest, where it snows. Okay. Good job.
Yep. So this will be a, there will be a part two later.
Uh-oh.
This is sort of so far.
So are you saying we're done for today?
We can go a little longer.
This is Waterworks. We haven't gone to Chanticleer yet.
So, do you guys want to go back to the Caves of Chaos? So this is the next day. So now, Sophia's level 2. So she has more hit points than the rest of you combined. No.
Unstoppable.
No, it's be a thief. That's the secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to have good stats, right?
You get a bonus, yeah.
Yeah, she has a 5% bonus.
Yeah.
No, what eagle is
that? Let's see, what can she do? Oh, yeah, she shows you how she can, like, pick locks now.
Wow.
I think she could before. That's a little
not,
better.
Not well.
Slightly better.
Before it would take, like, you know, 20
minutes. Oh my god, that's...
20 minutes to fail, now 10 minutes to fail. Yeah, failing, but still not faster. I don't waste as much time.
Alright.
Tingle!
Alright, so you go back to the caves? Caves.
Sure.
Alright, so the goblins, hobgoblins seem to be fine. I think you they said they would be, if you clear out all the other caves and you took over, then they would be friendly.
Okay.
The bugbears are also fine. Because they owe you one for since their king, their leader is. You helped the leader become the chief. So he says, "I owe you a solid." So left is the gnolls and the temple.
Gnoll and the temple. Temple is the last one, though.
Yeah, she's a gnoll.
Theoretically.
I hear there's a lot of talking.
Alright, so you're gonna try the gnolls?
Yeah. Is there a rapper involved?
Could be. Let's see. Gnolls. And that would be. Now. Okay, so you head into the Null Caves. Oh, actually, as you head towards the Null Caves, a gnoll approaches you.
Okay.
Well.
Oh, do any of you know gnoll? That's my gnoll.
I got it.
Good question.
Oh, I do.
Because you're an elf?
Because I'm an elf.
Alright.
Gnoll, hobgoblin, whatever. Sure. Hello.
So she says, "You there, if you're looking for a way inside, I have just the thing. But I might need something for myself."
Oh, what do you need? Chili's won't be a trap.
So she says that she hears that you've caused trouble in the other caves. But looking for you, I have a bone to pick with the chief of this tribe of the gnolls. Because the cult of Yule Chaos controls half our tribes. Whereas the rest of the tribe wants to go back to the rest. Now this is where they to live in freedom.
Yeah, that sounds like they
would not be, but not letting us go.
Okay, so you want freedom.
She says, if you can convince the Outlander faction to leave the cult, then she would join them and they would go from their own null.
But what can we do to prevent them from attacking us on site?
True. Says you can pretend she's got you can pretend to be emissaries from the temple. And she's got this charm that'll identify you.
Ooh, a charm.
Yeah.
It's an emissary.
Okay. What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
Okay, so she gives you
continue with that part.
I should take a look at exactly what this term is. Oh, it's a little. No, he's there.
Mandelpot.
Yeah,
know what?
These gnolls have like no mad guns. Okay, so because I've already established that the charms are also have magic.
Yeah. Jonathan, don't.
Okay. So the charm, the norm null charm of evil chaos is she hands you elven boots.
Elven boots?
Yeah. So they change size. So anybody can wear.
Obviously the dwarves wear the elven boots.
Is that right? I thought only elves wear elven boots.
What?
Anybody can. This is magic. That
makes no sense.
Are they green with a little bell at the end?
Oh. Those are nice.
They also change to be whatever is appropriate for his species.
They all for everybody. They all work for everybody.
Whoever the dumbest looking is for the race.
Anyway, so she gives you that. These are not really. There is no GP value associated, so you're not going to get experience.
What?
You're just going to get a magic item.
These are priceless.
Priceless with infinite FP.
Okay, let's level to 20 right now.
I bet you can only go to one level.
There is no rule yet for that.
Oh, there you go.
Burn through
them all. Look at the combat.
Infinite XP, we're now infinite level.
Well, there's a... Yeah, that's true. There's a level 36 is the max, and you go to become immortal.
Oh, yeah, immortal. That's right.
No, you're playing we're immortal. That's like we're immortal.
Wait, the basic sets, do you have to, like, when you're like a certain class, do you have to beat someone to become like the next level? Because there's only one of like a certain level?
I think that was only for the Druid.
Oh, just Druid?
I think even in basic set, I think Druid still needs to battle to get high levels. No. I think everybody else knows. It's just at ninth level, you create a stronghold.
Ooh, stronghold.
It's too small, man. 5 foot means.
Alright. So now you can go to the caves. There's some guards there, but you show your charm. You show your boots. See?
Look at these.
Yeah, see? Well, the boots have the charm, the sigil.
Okay.
Of the cult of chaos.
Wait, so who's wearing the boots?
Oh, that's true.
The
anybody can wear the boots. So the boots give you move silently 90%.
Wow.
So
nice. That sounds like a feat.
Well, the feet can already kind of move silently at like 20%.
Wow. Well, we put the ball on the elf and the elf already has been provision.
I wanna eat something.
You wanna eat something?
Yeah.
Some fries?
One on the left is a little spicy.
I want fries.
You want fries?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to see the target.
Alright, so for now you can say the elf has it.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Okay. It's right.
Okay. So they let you in.
I like it.
So you can see like...
Eat that.
As you go in, you can see the gnolls that are cultists have red and black uniforms. And the other gnolls, the non-cultist gnolls, have more like brownish clothing.
Got it.
Okay.
You just kill the cultist gnolls.
Well, you're supposed to convince the non... Well, you could attack the cultist gnolls now.
Yeah, okay. Now I'm here.
Yes. This is not a set quest like DDO, so you could do whatever you want.
All we gotta do is attack one of these, so we'll find out which one of these forms is, and those are the ones we need to fight. Right? That's what DDO taught me.
What?
Do you taught you that they have a red hit point bar?
Wait, as you walk closer, if they turn red, yeah. Then you fight them. It's obvious. Yeah.
Alright.
So what's our cover story? Why are we here?
You are emissaries of the temple.
A temple of chaos?
No. Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's why you have the charm. To identify yourselves as cultists.
Our story is, we got a message for them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, whatever you want. Yeah, you didn't actually say what your mission was. They didn't ask.
Hey, who gave us these boots? What was their connection to the gnoll?
Eula is one of the gnolls who wants to return back to the mountains where they came from.
Yeah.
So she wants to get away from here get away from the influence of the cult.
Right.
She wants you to convince the non-cultists to leave with her.
Sir. Gotcha. Did she have a... Is there somebody in charge of the non-cultists we could talk to?
Okay.
Should have asked before we came
sure,
in.
You should have asked that. She gives you three names of the influential non-cultists.
Okay.
There's Sark Suit Club.
Okay.
Rhea Brass Tuck. And Kolva Pebbleskin. So, okay. Rhea, Kolva, Sark.
Rhea, Kolva, Sark?
Yeah.
Continue with Facebook.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Alright. So, in this first room...
Battery's running low. Power cable.
Four.
I can't help you.
You
can't. I can't.
Oh, that's true. You only wanted to talk to them. It's pretty much.
A solo Avenger.
Pretty much you and your three bodyguards. Actually, the thief's there too. You can
unsubscribe from notifications.
In spirit, because she's hidden. Refer to our privacy policy.
Okay.
Alright, so, in this room are four null guards. So the first room is the guard room. The four null guards, there's a bunch of other stuff, furniture.
So we should talk to one of these influential nulls?
Sure. You can roll charisma.
Oh, I'm so screwed. This is a dump stat, right?
It is for me. Every stat is a dump stat for me.
Just you, huh?
All else can speak null. That's an original thing. And then anybody who has extra languages can make one of them null.
Right.
Which I think is pretty much only Chris or Regina.
Alright, I still have a charisma of 6.
Oh man,
I thought all
L's were ugly. It turns out it's just you. Oh, almost. The first two looked really good. I got a 1 and a 2.
Maybe you have a bonus. No. Plus 2.
No, okay, let's take 2.
Okay, so in this room, there are three guards. One of the guards is Boomfoot. Boomfoot.
Mm-hmm. Crash.
That is not one of the three.
No.
And, everybody else can roll wisdom.
Wisdom?
Yeah.
You mean what?
They're using bigger chances.
Oh,
stop it. This is like...
Yeah. Need a spoon? Just slice and do that.
Yeah. So that one's just like, because it's a young one.
Oh, actually, is there something in here? Maybe there's nothing in here.
Yes, I made it.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
What's that?
Chicken.
I want chicken.
You want some chicken? Okay. You want fries or chicken?
Fries and chicken.
Well, was it exclusive or?
Oh, okay. So also in this room is Oro Sanford.
I send chickens.
Facebook. Log in to use your Facebook account.
It was
Oro is one of the leaders, right?
So you hear, so he says, Yula told him she was going to get your adventurer to come kill Chief Blinkley.
Yeah,
but we need your support.
So he says you could not be able to convince all the other gnolls because he's heard the Chief Blinkley and cultists sacrifice the other gnolls. Evil rituals.
That's
so he says, the last outlander, Noel, who disappears, Gravemaw, who had this shiny ring that he never took off. So you find the ring, you can probably prove the Great Wall was built.
So that convinced all the other three leaders to join our cause?
Probably not, but it will convince the rank of five.
Okay. Interesting. So I guess we can count on you to help us?
If you can find the ring.
Okay.
Alright.
Jonathan, be careful. Be careful. Daddy's table's there. Candy. Be careful.
I want to sit with Teddy.
Be careful. Okay, Daddy, do it. Daddy, do it.
I want to sit with Teddy.
Wait. Wait.
Okay, so Dave, you made your wisdom? Okay. So you're kind of looking around the room.
Just plug it back in.
Yeah. Here you go.
You find a diary, which you cannot read. Because it's a gnoll.
I can't read it? Well,
you can read it. Else can read it.
Does it have written language?
Of course. They're not uncivilized.
The animals, man.
I hand it off to Chris.
Oh, so apparently this is Rhea's diary.
Oh,
and she says what she doesn't like. She says she's complaining about how she doesn't like the little caves because it's always cold and damp. But she's not gonna. She can't leave unless Kova leaves. Her best friend Kova. So if Kova stays, she stays.
Okay. So she talked to Kova.
Wait for you to use it. Okay.
Could be.
I'm not gonna keep track of all these things.
We had to wipe it before you use the computer.
Alright.
Okay, so in the next room are some more gnolls. Let's see, anybody in here? Okay, so this next room has the three big gnolls. Rhea, Kova, and Zark are all in this room.
Okay.
You're gonna return Rhea's diary to her now you read it?
I guess you could. We give her the diary. Oh, we found this.
She shyly takes it.
Which one's Kova again?
You all look like.
Yeah, they all look like. Let's see. But Rhea says she shouldn't talk to you because she's not very smart. So she wants to stay out of cult business.
Okay. What is Zark?
She's one of the leaders?
Yeah.
She's one of the leaders, right? And she says she's not very smart?
Yeah.
Okay.
The bar is low for no one.
Maybe she's a military leader.
I want more chicken.
What?
I want more chicken.
Are you hungry?
Can you ask nicely?
Can I have more chicken, please?
Right here,
okay. Which one's Kova?
So Kova...
is somewhere else?
Kova, no, she's staying here. So you talk to her, she says, the foolish chief drags us here, hope, from our home in the mountains. She told us to follow the cult one by one. So the chief has been slowly converting them to the cult. It would be nice to leave, but it's not wise. I have not been lucky lately.
Oh. So you need...
it would be risky.
Okay, you have not been lucky. So if you had, like, a lucky charm, you'd be willing to leave.
Perhaps.
What charms do you consider to be lucky?
They're magically delicious.
She mentions that she once had a lucky rat bone, but she lost it somewhere. Because then all her bad luck happened.
Oh, so she doesn't know where a lucky rat bone is.
That's right.
Okay. So, if we get the lucky rat bone, convince Kova, which will convince Rhea to leave. So then there's still Zark.
Yep.
And the other one. Okay. So, I guess we talk to Zark, since I remember his name.
Yep, Zark! Zark says he's the best fighter most fearsome fighter in the tribe.
Okay. Don't you want to go back to your home in the mountains? Wink.
Well, it's true. The Zork misses the mountains, but I follow. But I follow where Chief Bokeem goes. The chief. Because the chief depends on Zork the Vicious to kill all the enemies.
This is the. Wait, the chief is the bad one.
Chief Bloodgleam is a cult leader in the North Knoll.
Okay.
He's also the chief. She's also the chief. No, there's only one chief. So the chief was the first one who was converted to the cult.
I want the chief.
And the chief has been slowly converting everybody else. And also some of the outlanders have gone missing, which Aura claims they've been sacrificed.
All right, but Zork doesn't want to leave because he's the best fighter and loyal to the chief.
Right.
Evil.
Hey, you can put Felix out. See if he found out that the chief was sacrificing their people. Would he still follow?
That's true.
What we really need to do is figure out where the heck they would hide or raise. Where are they doing
the
sacrifice
thing
to
figure
out?
True.
By the ring.
Yeah, so the ring and a
rat bone.
Don't
put it on
Jaden.
Yeah,
no.
Why?
I'm not saying Jeff's bad improv, but that rat bone is like, you just made that up.
It's not made up. How did the module?
None of this is made up. I copied it from somewhere else.
Is it in the module?
Yeah, you don't remember the quest?
Yes.
I do not. I mean, it sounds vaguely familiar, but no. Like, of course, you guys done all these quests like a billion times. I have a real problem connecting DDL, the images DDL, to the images I have in my mind.
It's true. Slightly different.
But I should probably just start imagining. We're
in that might help.
Yeah?
At least for this particular case. Okay. Because all the subplots are they created for the
Oh, yeah, okay. So I don't know the rap bone.
Well, we need some other leverage on Zark, right? To make him turn. Because
he
sounds pretty loyal. So maybe we should talk to.
Oh, okay. Everybody who's not talking can roll wisdom.
Ha!
For you doing the talking, everybody else is kind of looking around for like clues.
That's good.
That's my specialty.
I shouldn't just be talking. You know what I mean?
Jonathan, do you want to roll a 3d6? Roll this 3 times?
Anyways, roll wisdom.
Okay.
I did. Made it by 5. Mm-hmm.
Whoa! You're a fighter.
Jonathan, don't roll.
How do you roll 1 on 3 dice?
That's right.
What'd you roll?
3.
3? And one more time?
1.
Did you roll 3 times already?
I did.
3, and what else? What's the last? What's one more? 5.
Which one?
11.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
Yeah,
you rolled well.
Halfway made by 1.
Okay.
Where's my dice roll? 3d6. I made it exactly.
Okay. So once again, the fighter, you find another diary. Because it's apparently Knowles love to write in their diaries.
Who knew?
So this is Boomfoot's diary, the last entry. This last time, Zork steal my food.
I need more chicken.
He better watch out. Boomfoot knows
chicken.
Things. He's not afraid to tell.
Yeah, wipe your hands a little bit. You just say to him, dinner.
Yes, we'll talk to Boomfoot about Zork.
That's right. You go back and talk to Boomfoot.
Spicy on the outside. You don't want to eat this outside. Hey, thank you. Here, hey. He'll tell you on some chicken too.
So he says, oh, Zark the Vicious, what a laugh. Last battle, Boomfoot injured his leg, so he had to hang back. And he saw that Zark was hiding behind a boulder through the whole battle.
Wow.
So he talks about being a vicious fighter, so he's actually afraid to fight.
And then you find out Boomfoot is up to a fight now? Is he still injured?
No, he's fine now.
Okay. Ironic that Boomfoot injured his foot.
Yeah.
So, we don't have to worry about Zark, but he's one of the supposed leaders.
Yeah. You want to go back to talk to Zark?
I guess so. You know you're a coward. You better be on our side or else.
Do we really want to talk to Zark?
Sure.
How does that help?
I mean, you threaten to reveal Zark's secret. And he agrees to help you when the time comes.
Alright.
So, to abandon the captain?
Yes. Well, we'll probably have to beat the leader.
Yeah. All right. So we need to find a ring.
So Zark will help you convince the other Outlanders to leave.
Right.
Well, all right. So just have the ring and the dart and the
room that we're in,
lucky wrap though.
Yeah.
Watching
what?
We should be ransacking every room that we're in, even though there's people watching us.
There's no chest there.
So in the second room, you see that there is like on a table. Oh, actually. So on the wall there's a sable cloak. It looks pretty valuable.
Nice.
I'm gonna take the cloak.
Although this is, once again, this is real life, not DDO. You cannot just take the cloak in front of all these witnesses.
Can we look behind the cloak?
There's no. It's not a. There's not a
stuff.
There's no secret door anymore.
This is official temple business. We have to admit that we possess your items.
Yeah, you can say that.
I've got to break all your containers for no reason.
Yes, it's a sable cloak. Sable, made out of sable.
Okay,
a cloak hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, I mean, they have various, like, cloaks and rugs on the wall, like, you know, to warm it up a bit. Warm up the room a bit, because it's, you know, caves are cold.
You have to remember later, with what's the hill after the
man, unfortunately, I think that's the only valuable thing in here in the whole game. In the Knolls.
So, is there an altar where they're sacrificing?
Well, you can keep wandering around. You come to, let's see. Alright, so you eventually come to Chief Bookbeam's quarters.
Sorry.
And his quarters have little, like, shrines for
example.
Yes. We
know.
So the chief confronts you. Why are you here?
We're on official temple business.
Temple business, that's right.
Oh, I see. Official temple business. Well, okay.
That's my chicken.
That's right.
That is my chicken.
I know, I do whatever the cult commands. Right. I sacrifice dolls in the shrine.
This shrine?
This shrine.
Let me see this. The shrine is up to...
And I convert Outlanders every day.
That's good. Good job.
You check for yourself. All the blood.
Yeah. Wash your hands?
Sure. We'll check this altar here.
Steps aside to allow you to inspect it from me.
Nice.
Give you the gold?
Yes.
Oh, it's all a wisdom to check. I'll get one of my men to look at it.
Wisdom check to see if you find the ring.
He has the best wisdom?
Yeah.
Halfling has the best wisdom.
Wow.
Well, better than me. I don't know what Sophia's doing.
You can hit it by two.
Hang on, hang on, wait.
Can I see that side here? You want a radish? Pickle. Probably not.
Let's see, what is Greppo?
Oh, good Greppo? Not a ring?
Well, the ring is here.
Just chicken.
I need chicken.
Yeah, this is spicy.
Not
spicy.
I get the non-spicy.
You can be okay.
Or else. Get the add or else.
Or are you eating the
non-spicy? 48.
Are you eating the spicy? Or the non-spicy? The spicy?
Did you make a wisdom roll?
No, no one rolled.
No one rolled.
You beat it by two?
Two, yeah.
Okay. So you find a ring in the ashes of the sacrificial shrine thing.
Oh,
okay. No rapper.
Okay, so the last room is the door is locked.
How about we had a key?
If only we had a second level thief.
Oh, that's true. If only we had a thief, good open lock.
Who just got better?
Oh. She said, level two thief. Since you're the only one with clean fingers, roll 3d6, save.
I rolled an 8.
Oh. 8? Oh, well, she needed a 12 or less. So she picks the lock of the storeroom.
Nice.
I thought it was a percentile. That was pretty good. Well, for some
reason. It's a
percentile. Would not be good.
It's percentile.
Yeah, I thought it was percentile also.
It might be a
but I think the percentages are different for the...
Yeah.
They're different. Kitty, you look like you want some chicken. You don't want chicken.
You want some french fries?
Okay, so, the various, you know, weapons and food and stuff.
6 o'clock.
But you also find a rat bone.
Oh!
I'll just give it to you. Okay. So
wait,
now you have everything.
You want a rat bone? You want to wipe your hands first?
This is more like a the storehouse. Like, so they do have weapons and armor.
Wipe your hands.
So we're going to get help. Alright.
No, Jonathan.
No, you have to make the color red.
No.
Why?
What?
You have your own phone. You should make yours red.
Yeah. Ready. All the gnolls are armed.
Okay. Alright, well, let's go start the revolution.
Alright, so you go back to the main room. You tell Kova you found her lucky rat bone. So she agrees to aid the rebellion. And then you tell Rhea that Kova's doing that, and Rhea follows.
And also helps that he also admitted to us that he did it. Not like, in the ring. He also had actually.
Well, you have proof.
Yeah, now you have proof. So now the rebellion starts. Sorry. Yeah. So the chief comes out with his guards.
Okay.
And Oro says
okay.
to the crowd that the chief has been sacrificing us, the gnolls that won't submit to the cult. And he has proof. He uses the ring.
Oh my god, it was ring.
The gnolls are horrified. And the chief says, yeah, something like I killed you all.
What's that mean?
Yeah, so Oro says, the chief said Grandma joined the cult, but Grandma's ring, he would never take it off, so he must be dead. And the chief says, you think you come here to destroy my tribe? Ha! I feed you all to the shrine! And then they attack. So, let's see. There is the chief and her two sons. Well, basically, you guys, you know, all the gnolls are fighting. So it's going to be you guys versus the chief and her two sons.
Okay.
Okay.
So, initiative. Cards.
By pony? Oh, cards.
Right. Elf. Fighter. Thief has two. Clerk. Wow. Halfling. Oh, let's see where the halfling goes. And then the chief. Oh. Halfling goes first.
Halfling will.
So the chief.
Shoot a.
Okay, so the chief has plate mail. Her two sons look like they have a chain mail.
Alright.
And the chief has. Some sort of big sword.
Halfling has a short bow.
Yep, so you can shoot one of them.
Short bow does how much?
D6. All right. I think you have plus one to hit. For your dex.
Dex is plus one, yep.
But not damage.
Great. Alright. So, you want to roll a die 20?
Yeah.
Where's the die 20? Right here? One. Don't throw, just throw it for here. Drop it here. Two.
Unfortunately, you miss. Alright, so the chief and her sons.
No, that's it.
Just one time.
Just one time, that's good.
One, two, three, four. That one's too far back. So, four.
So, what's my calling card? Okay.
Alright, so the chief tries to hit.
What is the chief's card?
Actually, he's probably not for her either, so it's just.
What?
Probably one of these. So, try to go to the cleric.
I have a question for you too.
Okay.
When the iCloud storage is going out, you guys just pay for the storage?
Cleaner does pay for extra storage. I disable iCloud.
I try to find out what I'm using.
Oh, I don't back up everything to the cloud. I just back up between my phone and the computer. I just do it manually.
You said back up what?
I back up my phone to my computer manually. I don't use the iCloud.
Oh yeah, I don't use iCloud for phone backing.
Maybe I do that. How do I do that? You
plug in the USB into the computer, and then you use the. It's like an iTunes helper.
Okay.
So you have to have iTunes installed on your computer.
Okay. And then I just use that to back up the old file. Mm-hmm. Once your backup, can you access from the iTunes or you cannot?
Well, the files are there. You just look at the files.
Okay. Maybe I'll do that. But Jonathan, is that at mommy's computer?
AC4. Did you hit it?
AC4.
Yep.
AC4.
Well, for Windows, AC2. Yeah. Okay, so you missed you. The sun one tries to hit. Dave misses sun two, tries to hit.
So you only use it for backup, right? So you can still put photos on your phone.
Google. Yeah, I do, because I'm trying to update. Well, we recently got a free. You know, they're giving the Pixel A for free? but with a P here, so. But the thing is, if I try to do that, though, I'm going to lose. Well, I'm not showing in line. Well, it's a communication app. It does not back up anything. If I try to move it from iOS to Android, I only get to see the last 40 days of data. So I'm trying to avoid that.
Oh, I thought they had some transfer thing.
Huh? No, there should be a transfer thing. Yeah, they only give you like 14 days because none of them support it, and there are lots of the third-party software that I could purchase that will allow it. But I don't know if it will work or not.
Oh no, it's going to be really hard. It's going to be hard to move from iOS to Android.
Yeah, so that's why I feel it's not about paying like $60. It's really going to work, right? If it works, I can lose all my data, and it has my the child in my system as well. So really, really want to save that.
Oh, the chat, I won't transfer.
Yeah, and that's why I'm thinking, well, the only thing I can do is actually stay on the iPhone.
So honestly, I only use it to back up my iPhone. I don't know. You can restart from backup, but and you can look up photos. But I don't know if you can see chat messages.
No, because they're encrypted.
That's why they're encrypted too. They have passwords.
So, yeah. So you still need encrypted that I can't. Because you have Windows, right? So they won't even be on your.
The chat itself does have the. It is indeed encrypted. I saw the.
Can you read the chat messages on your Windows machine?
Yes.
Then you should be able to still read them afterwards.
Well, unfortunately, not quite, because when I first tried to get. I think 2 months ago when I tried to move over to iPhone 15, I lose some of the data because I didn't have backup. It's been his store. She's a newbie, so she's been asking me to backup. Oh my god.
Right.
Okay, so that, I actually lose. So, fortunately, some of the data was kept on my iCloud. So, whatever I kept on my iCloud, I can actually transfer to the new line. But I'm using the most recent two, but it's only until end of 2019. Is something better than nothing. But, you know, so it's going to be very difficult.
Right.
If this is causing you a lot of headache.
Yes.
Do you really want to switch over to Android?
Well, but at the same time, the D3 passed out already, but if I don't, then
LASIK.
But if I don't, then I might be, like, have to be on iPhone, like, forever. But even for my iPhone, I can only keep
it doesn't matter.
The 2 years of data, that's it.
You're gonna...
It's a chat history, I really cherry, but at the same time, it's not gonna get any more.
Yeah,
I was able to download chat history as a text version.
You can
which is
look for a program.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wanna play.
Download your
I wanna
data. That can download all your chat history into whatever. And then you... There are programs that'll do that.
Really? What kind of program?
I wanna press it.
I don't know.
Why you press it? I wanna press it.
Let me try if it can. The free program that I got, I wanna see if at least it's stabilized in the computer. At least I can use computer access that.
I don't know. Okay. But I don't know if I trust the random free.
Yeah, the random software, I mean, it's not about the money, but it's just like, okay. Is it gonna work?
I mean, chat data eventually will.
Huh?
At least photos.
Okay, Jonathan, stop. Okay, Jonathan, lose more. Okay, Jonathan, mommy do not appreciate
it. Photos you can sync to your photo library. But chat messages generally you don't lose eventually.
I need to do it!
Probably, do a screenshot.
Save a screenshot, yes.
Yeah, and then just put it as a photo. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, Jonathan, this is mommy. I'm sorry.
I need to qualify.
No, you don't need to
qualify. You lost your
qualify. You don't need to qualify.
So your turn.
So they're under mommy's supervision right now.
I need qualify.
Alright, when you intend to roll, mommy give you don't need to roll.
Alright.
Kill the trash first.
Are you guys using the T20 only for now?
Sure, for now.
Okay, you only can use
the
D20,
so
no more.
AC5. You have a
D20 here. AC5.
AC4. AC4. You don't need to lose those.
No, you don't need those. Oh. Which one I want you to lose?
A little too much. Dave, you go attack the chief or one of the two sons?
Do you guys want some?
You attack the chief?
Okay.
I don't remember. They were attacking randomly.
Jonathan, that one has your name on it.
Attacking the chief.
Okay.
You want to clear out the trash?
Does anybody want some coffee?
Yeah, it's up to him.
Jonathan, want me a kiss? Let me kiss. Come on.
Anything with
Kenny,
where can
we see? Alright, so you missed.
thief.
Yeah. Do you want to hide? Do you want to hide in shadows and kind of.
Yes.
So you can backstab next turn, or do you want to shoot?
That sounds great. Do we have to go to hide?
The thief is right here. What is she really looking at?
Yes. Hiding shadows.
Yes.
Yes. Hiding shadows.
All right. So you hide the shadows. So next turn you can do something. Cleric is last.
Let's get the cleric.
Oh, it's good. You're almost level 2.
Yeah. last is good. I can heal people at the end. Well, yeah. If I go first, no one's hurt, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, I will.
Oh, do you mind? I forgot. I was going to cast Charm Person. Why did go-to spell?
Oh, that's a good idea now.
Next round.
Anyone close to me?
It's the chief and the two sons. All right, fine, you guys. They're not really. I mean, you can hit any whichever one you want.
But who's hitting? I don't want to be like the only opponent for somebody.
Nobody's been hit yet.
I ordered.
And they're attacking randomly right now.
Okay.
So it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll just pick the one on the right.
Sure. One of the sons.
Okay.
He's hungry.
Die 20, right?
Yep, he's 20.
He's 20, sure. I wrote a 19.
You sure hit him.
Wow.
Oh, damage. Two and your strength.
AC 0.
Minus 1. Something minus 1. What's my damage? Something minus 1.
You probably would be 6. Like Warhammer or...
Yeah, probably.
John, why are you playing games?
Because they like me.
You like
games? You don't get to play games.
What? Why not, Mommy? Why not?
I want to play games.
Yeah.
No, you can only use it to learn something.
Oh, only learn something.
I need to play games.
Why don't you try PBS Kids?
Dice 6 minus 1, okay. Dice 6 minus... No, dice 6. 1 dice 6 minus 1 is 1.
Alright. So, you hit one of the sons, took a point of damage.
You're dead!
He seems kind of... You're obviously the most effective fighter, though, because you're the only one with damage.
I was just, you know...
The rest of your party doesn't hit anything.
Alright.
Oh. Ooh. Fighter. Thief? Oh, pretty good for the thief. Cleric?
Yeah.
Halfling? Oh, unfortunate.
This is the boss.
So, the boss is gonna hit...
Roll the die.
Dave misses. Son 1 attacks the cleric.
Why?
3 misses.
It's fine.
Son 2 attacks the cleric, 18 hits.
Oh, dead.
Quite possible. You may need to use luck.
What?
Damage is... Two sons. 2d4 plus 1.
2d4?
Plus 1?
Oh, shit. 3 minimum?
Yeah, yeah.
What a weird...
You're so dead.
Alright, 6 points. Are you dead?
Yes, 6?
I'm dead.
Alright, so you're gonna use...
Use a point.
This is a chance to roll a better character.
That's true.
But you're almost level 2.
That's right, I'm level 2. I'll be better at level 2.
Okay.
Alright, so let's see if he hits.
So you don't get to eat anything.
Alright, so you actually missed.
Great.
Okay, so that was these guys.
The thief.
Thief. You can try to backstab one of them. So there's a leader... And her two big sons. So, which one do you want to backstab? One of the sons is slightly damaged.
Which? Oh, okay, that one.
She goes for the weak. All right, bro.
Oh,
roll.
You send that the
just the blade.
Right?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
fine. Take roll d20. One. You have plus 4 to hit.
Okay, do I want to hit?
You want to roll high. You want to roll high.
Alrighty, I'm gonna.
I crit.
14.
14.
14 plus 4, 18. Okay. She has plus 4 because backstab.
Oh.
So you hit. So you do D6 plus 1 times 2.
D6 plus 1 times 2.
I got my D6.
I think Jack has dropped the D6
on the side. Oh, now I should bring out the special die.
Koala dice.
Can you drop
Can't go wrong with koala dice.
D6 and...
So D6.
Mm-hmm.
And then add 1 to it, and then double it. Double the total.
Okay. How many more does he need to die?
You don't know. He looks pretty big, though.
Three plus one, four, eight.
He's not dead.
Oh, gosh.
He is very wounded. I should make a morale roll when he goes. Because he's almost dead.
John, do you want to kill the bad guy?
10%.
What do you charm? Do you charm the one that's almost dead?
No.
I concentrate all attacks on the same guy.
I charmed the other son, the healthy one.
Okay. So that is saving throw, probably, right?
Yeah.
Pity.
Let's see. These are... Fighter 2.
Spells and magic sound, right?
So, what's your saving throw versus spell?
Is it 15? No.
Versus spell?
Yeah.
Last one.
There it is, 16.
Alright, so he misses. So he's charmed. So now he's on your side.
Okay.
Tell your brother.
Halfling.
Kill the gnoll to your right or whatever. Not your brother. Anyway.
I could be a good gnoll. I'll gnoll on our side. This is randomly
sweet.
Alright, so the halfling can shoot the wounded gnoll.
Not yet.
Well, Halfling can do whatever he wants. Halfling will
shoot. Yeah, shoot the wounded gnoll.
Play game
shoot
on my computer.
Roll dice. Here, you roll this one.
Roll
dice. 12. 20. Do it. Roll dice 20. Do it. Roll. Roll. 9.
9. Yeah. You miss. Alright, cleric.
Oh.
Okay.
Is that me? I will attack the wounded gnoll. The wounded one's in front of me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on. Bring him down.
I rolled a...
Hit.
6.
Alright, fighter, day sweet, once again, hey, goes off camera to roll. It's very suspicious. Who are you attacking? The leader? Almost dead.
Oh,
somewhere.
Here we go. UV light, UV light.
Who's he attacking?
Who are you attacking?
Did you see it?
No. Who are you attacking?
No.
The leader.
Wait, 15.
AC4. Oh, wait,
oh, he's got a plus 3 hit now. So you hit, roll your damage. Yeah, I think you're gonna do die plus 3.
Is it true for the
power? 5 total?
Technically, kids will not get kicked out. Or
okay.
I'm only trying to make it kick
good
out.
Good cut. Maybe
they have
a third
the pens. So they have, if he like is just dumb, they won't kick him out. But if he's like violent, then they might.
If it's ADHD, then if he's disrupting the class, then they might, right?
Kick him out? A public school.
Mm-hmm.
No, they'll probably ask you to see if there's any accommodations or anything. Or if he gets assessed or whatever.
Yeah. So unless you're violent, they will not kick you out. But you're a dumb, they will not get kicked out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Then why, can I ask you, then why did you guys decide to send Christopher to a different school? Because you want him to have better education or like more better attention? No, okay, better school ratio, is that why you guys decided?
We wanted
the reason
him,
we asked is because we were thinking whether we should, is it worth it for us to move to a better...
The teachers aren't equipped to help a lot of students, right? So they have like class size.
Like 20 people.
Enter, and they have to teach them, so they try to break them up in groups.
Mm-hmm.
If one kid's disruptive, then they can't focus on to try to fix that.
That doesn't sound like Jonathan. Okay. So, if that happened, did they eventually ask you, did they hint you guys to leave, or you guys just, okay, we're just going to leave?
So the public school system does have this not favorable system where the kid has to be continuously disruptive or failing at school in order for them to be assessed. That's because they have this backlog.
Oh.
So everyone wants to get IEP. In the meantime, you can get... Well, it's like a number. It's like a... accommodation. So that's an alternate assessment besides IEP.
You get 3 attacks.
Where they try to do stuff.
Happily.
Gets
3 attacks.
To make help them succeed.
Got attack 3 times or gets
3
more
times. He gets 3 attacks because he got 2
joints. Test, then they'll say, okay, you need more time.
Okay.
Or if he needs like breaks to run around in the hallway to calm down first, then they'll.
Can you roll this 3 times?
So I'll try to make a
combination. So the wounded
no. If that's enough to start learning or being fine
again.
Roll
that
again.
Oh.
That's a 1.
One more.
You want a higher one? You want
to higher?
One more.
Higher.
One more.
Higher is good.
Higher is good.
We felt that the public school that we were going to was pretty good, but they weren't able to provide enough accommodations to help Christopher.
Okay. I see, because, well, I mean, public school, they have a 20-to-1 ratio, right? That's going to be very difficult.
Well, I mean, that's like, you know...
Hey!
The leader tries to kill the
sweet.
Mrs. Wounded Knoll tries to kill you. Mrs. Okay. The other Knoll.
So that's why you guys tried another public school. The public school would be the same school, like, teacher ratio.
Can they go to school?
Yeah, we have one of the better elementary schools in the area. So that's why we went through different private schools. Different private schools have their own.
You went to he got a certificate.
So you might find something that's cheaper that'll suit your need, or you could do. Homeschooling.
Homeschooling. Us meaning that we're teaching him?
But then sends it at home. You know?
No, I don't think he's... I don't know. I think I'd rather he do, like...
Oh, did you tell your Knoll to attack anybody? Since you can talk Knoll.
Okay. Yes, I don't attack his brother.
Can we do Hoodie? Okay, we'll do Hoodie.
Okay, he missed.
Okay.
Clerk's turn.
The guy is going to be still alive?
Yeah.
Not for long.
What about the guy that attacked him? He's almost dead. He's dead.
Oh. 14. Oh, almost 20. For the 14 hit?
AC 4. Okay.
Nope. AC 5. You have a 15.
Thief.
Yeah, what? No way you have a plus 1.
Gotta have a plus 1.
Who's thief?
You. Do you want to hide again so you can backstab, or do you want to attack?
No, I want to kill him.
Alright, go ahead and roll attack. Right. He's almost dead, so you can try to attack him.
With that 20.
So.
D20.
Okay. I'm going to roll high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you need like, I don't know, 15?
15.
Nope.
I want to re-roll!
You sure?
No, not with it.
Day sweet. You attack the leader?
He doesn't really want to re-roll.
No.
So the leader's still standing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You barely wounded her.
Alright. Oh.
Ooh, that I think she has a quote.
It's worse.
Oh,
says...
Nothing about
her,
right?
She says, I know go down fast. Anyways, what'd you get? Roll? 20?
A 20, yeah.
Alright, roll your damage. There are no crits in this game.
So 7
you
have to
breathe. Ow. Alright.
Oh, this has a better roll.
You did 5 last time, right?
Mm. I did 5 last time.
Okay, and then plus 7. Oh, almost dead. Really? But she says, I don't go down so fast.
Then drink a potion.
Oh, if only they have potions. you.
I checked the wounded brother.
Wounded brother?
15 more. No.
We'll live forever. Nobody can hit him.
Almost.
How long does my charm person still last the entire fight?
At least a day.
Alright, good. Complete control. Kill your entire family.
Okay.
It works for gnolls because they don't have that familial bond, really.
What? I thought the mother had her 2 sons because of nepotism.
No, they just happen to be big.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Yula is also her daughter.
Oh, okay. But not as big.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. No.
What's it called again?
Yum 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 yum.
I think the bone
yum,
something
yum, yum. Oh, yeah, Joker.
Yep. You can go twice.
Alright. I'll attack the wounded brother. 15 more. That's like 1/4
Yeah.
15 more.
Oh, yeah.
Alright. Dave sweet. Your turn.
I rolled... I rolled an 8 the first time, and then the second time I rolled less than that, but more than 0.
Okay. I was going to say, you rolled 7, you add them up.
Rolled an 8.
Yeah, you missed.
I missed
a bit. I'm pretty famous. Halfway.
Okay. No. Jonathan.
Jonathan Halfway.
Here.
Short.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
Roll this one time. You want high.
You
want
high.
20. You roll 20.
Yeah, roll high.
Roll 20. 11.
Nope. Thief.
You're
now you're trying to kill the one guy who won't die.
I'm gonna pack this roll first.
Alright.
See?
Nope, that was a bad roll.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah. That's still a bad roll.
See, I think there's something wrong with this dice.
Why should you use your special dice?
I know, I could use my cola dice.
The chief bug beam is gonna hit Dave. Come on.
Oh.
He's got a really good AC though. I don't think that hits. Let me check.
What's the chief's AC?
Chief's AC is 3.
So you need a 16, well no, you need a 13 or more for you.
13 misses.
Teddy, you want some choo-choo?
The sun tries to kill the cleric. Misses. The other sun tries to kill the first sun.
Why do I always go last?
Misses.
Teddy!
What are the things?
This is the elite fighters.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's a lot of missing. This is just D&D.
The cleric go?
Cleric's turn.
Oh, yeah.
Now's your time.
Yeah.
No. That's a lot.
Alright.
Alright.
Is my turn yet? Are you talking to Google again?
Alright. Two more Null Guards join the fight.
Who?
To help us?
No. Unfortunately. To kill you. Anyways. Dave. Keith. Cleric. Whoa. Alright.
Here's the boss.
Another ace?
Yeah.
Alright, so the halfling.
Third ace.
Okay, Jonathan, for you.
Halfling gets two shots.
Okay, two shots. Jonathan, you roll 2d20?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roll. Oh, 11 misses. Second one. Oh, you hit. You kill the sun one.
Oh.
Because you only have one hit point.
Okay, good, Jonathan. You're short, bud.
Oh, you killed him. Oh. Alright, one down.
Alright, the chief. Enraged that one of her sons is dead.
Uh-oh.
Wait, is this Chief Barbarian?
She is. That would make it feel better knowing that...
She's going to cut Dave in half.
Oh.
But he didn't do the killing.
Oh, but the halfling's behind him. The two new guards attack randomly. Try to kill Dave. Misses. You guys have really good AC.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody bought plate mill. Okay, so everybody missed.
No, Daddy, he has a chicken inside the fridge, Daddy.
You want.
I can with chicken.
So, thief.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can go.
Yes. Well, she's got in the moment.
Oh, yeah.
So do you want to attack...
I want to kill the same one. That one's right there.
Oh, he's dead.
Okay, fine.
So there's the chief, who's mostly dead, and two guards.
Okay, that one.
Alright. Try to roll.
I'm on the roll high.
She's a little harder to hit. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do a practice roll first.
Oh, that was good.
Okay.
So you just gotta do it again.
Okay.
Is that a good roll? Or is it a bad roll?
You can see. You can see what. See. Okay. No, I didn't
touch it. 17.
Yep, you said
it'll be 2. Alright, so you hit him.
Yeah,
roll your damage.
Okay, do you want to take a look at it before?
No.
Yep. 17.
You need this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of did.
So what's the damage?
D6 plus 1.
1 D6 or 2?
1d6.
Oh. Oh.
4.
Is it plus 1 or plus 2?
Plus 1.
Oh.
He's
alive.
Almost dead. Uh oh. Thanks a blink. So now we.
Little Tommy, oh. Too.
Attack one of the guards. So I don't think I'll hit the chief.
Why do you scratch my tummy guard?
Oh.
The guard.
6 points.
Oh, the guard goes down.
Wow.
Okay. Guards have 5 points. Okay, clerk.
All right.
So the guy you were fighting is dead. There's a chief and there's one guard.
Chief and a guard. She's almost dead.
She's almost dead.
But she's
got a pretty good AC.
The guard is just whatever.
Yeah.
Guards don't hurt.
Guards don't hurt.
Well, there are two guards, but now there's one.
Apparently they're going easy.
Okay. I'll try to hit the guard then.
Okay. Roll.
14?
Oh.
Say AC 6. AC 5. You hit.
1d6 minus 1.
Six. Roll 6.
3.
Two.
Alright.
Gravely hurt.
Oh, yeah, I've had 5 points. So minus 2. That's pretty brave. Dave, last one. Now's your chance to kill the chief.
Unless he's very easier to hit right now.
No.
You sure
enough.
Yeah.
The chief
and rage also makes him nimble.
Yeah, a little bit, but, Yeah, Fina's coming. She looks like she's half an hour away, though.
She's coming? Wow. With Christopher?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, maybe just wait for her.
If we order now, the food will be here.
Yeah, later. We probably should order food.
I'm just hungry. Okay. Can you ask him whether shrimp pasta sounds good or if she wants to eat something else?
Alright, one more guard arrives.
What? Endless.
Just a little bit, Christmas is coming. I think you need to have some water.
Thief.
Mommy, give me some water.
Thief.
Thief gets two attacks.
Two attacks. Okay. And I have ice cream.
So you could use one action to hide and the second action to backstab.
Okay.
Why did you take off my
drink some water. Okay, and be quiet.
You should hide
and
backstab.
Okay.
Alright.
Let me try that.
Yeah, so you're going to try backstab the chief?
Yep.
Okay. So you got a plus four to hit.
Okay. So do I roll d20? Yeah. Hold on to your... Just hold your water bottle.
The traditional practice roll.
Okay. Yes. What?
Ice.
Or for real. For real.
Okay, for real.
Oh,
see, I told you.
You
won. See, I told you.
You think so? You
think so? The game master.
Hell.
See, 17 now. I should have practiced. See, second one.
You jinxed her. You jinxed her.
No, it's a... It's a bully.
Clerk.
Oh, I go next. Wow. All right, I'll attack the guard again.
Yes, please come me.
The high guard.
I do not call for anybody, okay? You'll get kicked out. Okay. Roll six.
Oh, he goes down.
Nice.
What did Corinna say about the parser? Is she good or she want to order something?
I know. You can call her.
She's driving. I don't want to interrupt her.
Then don't.
Well, it's better than texting her.
Halfling. Halfling.
Halfling. You want to roll this?
So you're attacking the chief or one of the guards?
Might as well attack chief. Go for the glory. Here.
Yeah.
Roll 20.
Let me ask her what.
I can't call her because I haven't
switched my phone yet. Okay, let me call her instead.
Sure.
Why don't you call your real husband?
Whoa, she doesn't like talking
to the one that actually wants to talk to her.
She doesn't like talking to Crystal.
Okay. Ask her whether she want to order something else or if she want. Okay.
Alright,
my turn.
Alright. The chief or one of the guards?
Guard.
Alright.
Hey, Corina! How are you?
Like this.
Hey!
How do you sound different?
My turn?
Yep, your turn. You trying to kill the chief?
I was going to ask you what you have. What do you have meant for dinner?
I hit him.
Alright, roll your damage.
I was going to ask you what you guys want to head out, or you guys want to cook some pasta at home.
I did 12.
Wow.
Leaves in half.
Alright, so the chief's head falls off. And then that helps wrap the rest of the cultists.
Huh?
Alright, when he gives up.
Oh, we have dumpling. Oh, maybe we can get dumpling, the pot sticker.
Or noodles, that's the chocolate noodles.
Oh, you want chocolate noodles?
Alright, so you defeat the cultist.
You mean her head just fell off?
Yeah.
Oh!
I think Teddy wants to sit with you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Synchronym, what does that
So Eula and Aura reveal themselves.
Oh.
And admit this is all plot so that Eula and Aura could get married.
Whoa! I totally did not see that happen. But the nulls are free to go back to their realm.
So the nulls will leave caves and go up the mountains. They give you the cloak as a parting gift.
Is there a secret hidden secret door by the exit?
Alrighty, I think he's going to gather from
with
Corina.
With the chest?
Yeah.
He's going to gather from Corina. It seems like Christopher is okay with the... Yes, he's on the way. Christopher is okay with the passerby.
Daddy, is Christopher coming?
Yeah.
But,
yes.
But I happen to make some, you know, dumpling. I think he likes dumpling. Maybe I can put some dumpling.
Is Auntie Corina coming?
Yes,
sure. I mean, when I say pasta, it's like pasta with red sauce.
Red sauce. What about no sauce? Is that okay? I don't have a red sauce.
I mean,
is he okay with no sauce at all?
It's butter.
Olive oil.
Olive oil.
Actually, I was sorry. 36, 3.
I don't have the butter. Butter comes with the shrimp. But he's a shrimp, cannot be the
No, 9. That's a decent shrimp.
Okay. You're an elf, you get probably better.
She just see my practice roll?
Yeah. Trisha was always practice
roll. Oh, good, good. That would have missed. Alright, come on, 9.
Sick, I'm gonna use that too. Is it bad?
Alright, so you didn't find a secret door that leads to the temple.
Why should I be able to be the thing?
Alright.
Nah, sorry.
What? You don't have any wisdom either, right? Right?
I can cook pasta and dumplings.
Okay.
Alright, that's pretty much it for tonight. I'll give you your XP later.
Okay. Can I get 1,000 XP? Oh, can I kill the chief?
And
he's already dead.
She's already dead. Her head keep
stabbing her. How many people do we have left? How many backers do we have left?
Zero.
They
all get left.
Yeah. Oh. She was dead.
Teddy, please stare at mommy like that. Do not stare at mom, John. Teddy.
Alright. So we won. And we're done playing.
I go repair my weapon.
Well, you broke
your weapon? What about the blood?
You gotta pull my weapon and sell my gem.
It's true. Very, very useful.
Do you want to get any hero beads and bust it off the
other? I need...
Exactly. Alright, guys.
Tales of Valor.
Alright, thanks, Dave.
Yep.
Alright,
see ya. Hope you look better.
Well...
I'm going
to... Well,
not legendary victory?
Welcome to...
All right, that's it for tonight.